Okay, so it seems we're ready. Okay, this is usually a short session, although I know that mostly for people who are newcomers, there's a lot of questions to be answered. And most of the questions, I will tell you in advance the answer. It completely depends on you and on your personal policies. But the thing is, we want to kickstart the protocol that we have laid out in order to increase the trust inside our network and to get more people connected to the network inside the large keyring. So, we can later at some other moment discuss the importance of having a trustable keyring for us. What we're going to do here is basically to start to do the necessary steps so we know there is a trustable document from which we can start exchanging fingerprints. Note that many people do not have their keys in this document. It's completely valid to exchange fingerprints with everybody. Not in this document. If I have, for example, a little card that has my fingerprint on it, it's at least as good as having it in the document. If I give you a card, you know who I am, you trust my identity, and I'm giving you my fingerprint, well, it's as good as if I told you that that the pages we're going to check are valid. So what we're going to do, well, first of all, I have to apologize because I had to come up with a set of scripts that I didn't know that were already written and available. So I parsed the best way I could all of the fingerprints you all sent me. And I know I did several mistakes. So some people's keys didn't make it to the signing party this time. And well, the format is not exactly in the way that some tools like it. But the thing is, I sent out the announcements and the files are there and I cannot change them. So we have to work with what we have. Secondly, I made a mistake with the dates. So we were supposed to check the SHA Zooms and print the files before traveling to Taiwan. But it turns out that it was not possible because the deadline I had set was for yesterday. Two days ago. So I split the key signing party in two files. We have a first listing and a second listing. So when you exchange keys with somebody, say, I will open here the first one. You will say, I am on listing one and my number is 23. Listing one, number 23. I have checked it. Yes, I have checked it. Have you checked yours? Yes, you have checked yours. Is everything correct? Yes, everything's correct. Then we make a little cross here and a little cross here, and yay. But we have to ensure that we all have the same documents. So among you all, who has computed the SHA-256 sum for the first listing? Okay, a good number. For the second listing? Great. More than enough to get started. Those who have not, well, you can trust the rest of us, or you can, of course, check it yourselves. So what we're now going to do is, it would be very boring if I did the reading. I will unplug my computer a bit, or well, just disconnect the output, and I will ask those of you that have it to read it like one octet at once, right? So you and me can check it matches, and we check among the audience. I'm disconnecting, so well, it's verified among many and not just by looking at our screen. So. Here in this list that I put for you, the SHA-256 is available here, but please don't see it. Now, no, you did wrong one. So people, please, I need one hand up for this, for the first four digits. Please do start.
7-3-1.
Somebody new.
5-8-0-E.
Me. CE48. Somebody new. A D6A. Is somebody from here I haven't heard?
B482.
You can repeat.
4A61.
Three, seven, seven, eight. Please continue.
0-5-F-E-A-9-8-E-5-7-5-B-F-1-8-9.
Okay, we have groupally confirmed our first file, and if you don't believe it, well, you can check here, and I have signed it, and I have checked it, and blah. Okay, and now please let's do the second one. Same procedure. I will start for the second one. ECF5. Seven B E C. Zero E zero F. Five B 37. Okay, great. Is somebody here scratching their heads asking what we just did, or we can?
Yeah,
great. Okay, what is this? I want each of you to be sure that the file I am giving you contains the right fingerprints and is not doesn't contain garbage. Yeah, because I want you to sign Balint's key and Changwu's key and each of the keys that are there. If we don't groupally check this, I may be injecting things in here. I may be trying to assume somebody else's identity and getting connected into the web of trust. So you can get this file. And get this fingerprint and compare it to the one I have here that we just checked, and it should be exactly the same. I'm not going to do it again because I trust it, I put it there, right? But the thing is, it's very important for our project. We collectively, well, each of us as a developer, we have root access to millions of computers. If we upload the wrong software, it's liable to cause a lot of damage. So this is the way we can assign trust to the actions each of us do, right? So it's important to trust enough the identity of each person we are cross-signing with. Again, if you didn't bring If you didn't put your, if these files don't include your fingerprint, please use something like this or use slips of paper. Yes, please, Tamás. Wait, the microphone is not yet open. Right, very important, yeah. Everybody should check, double check their own fingerprint with the file. This means that, how do I check this? Well, the good thing is that I have a full auditorium to help me. Here's my own, and I have here my piece of paper. So if I read this and you check that it's the same, AB41, C1, C6, 8, AFD, 6, 6, 8, C, A045, EBF8, 7, 6, 7, 3A, 0, 3, E4, C1DB, 921F. That is verifying my own fingerprint. Each of you that has their fingerprints here should check that we are, that I didn't inject something in this, or somebody injected a mail to me to make your fingerprint corrupt, right? You're seeing here some garbage, I see, like here. Please remember this file is for text encoding Unicode. Especially important here because, for example, here we have a name, a Korean name that would not display otherwise. So please, any questions, anything we should add to this? Yeah, so I think we can declare the key signings, the key signing sessions to be open. Each and every one of us is available for cross-signing keys. So please be gentle and have fun. Before I forget, one more thing. It's very useful to have these sheets printed. That's the reason why we created also, and I think the volume went up. We also had this. We had this short list that instead of printing, I think it's like 18 pages, you can just print up, okay. Welcome. Okay, the short list here prints you in 4 pages, which you can print front and back. The full list, only the most important parts. So this is enough for checking if you did all the checks on the other on the regular files. Where to print? I tried to print copies for people to grab, but it's quite expensive, so I didn't. You can go to the convenience stores inside the campus. I think it was $3 Taiwanese per sheet, so it would be 4 times that. I was told it can be cheaper if we go out here to the main street. There are several printing centers. So I think these 4 sheets can be useful for you, okay? That's it. Now you can leave.